There was no shortage of emotion with the world's greatest judge. Judge Byrne asked, at what cost? And we want to know what you think. Stick around for fun predictions and some cool set secrets. The For the People After Show starts now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What can I do? To get back to your heart.
Okay, all the feels.
All the feels.
I'd swim the Mississippi River.
Instantly.
He would swim the Mississippi River.
Oh my God. He would take us to the
I know.
He would be the one to take us to Mississippi.
I mean, you know.
Okay.
Is that the part of South you're from?
Yes, ma'am.
You're from the Dirty South, girl.
I'm from the Dirty.
I didn't know. I'm from the Dirty, too.
Okay,
that's cute.
We'll
and
talk
all,
about but... how dirty later.
Well, welcome back to the For the People After Show. I am Keith Andre here with the ladies, of course.
I'm Tori Broussard.
And I'm Takira Shabray.
All right. Lanisha is not with us tonight, but she'll be back next week.
She will.
We can hold it down for now.
Yes, we can.
She's stuck in the Dirty South.
Okay. Everybody's just Southern.
Except you.
I mean, you know, Virginia is so... To the Northerners, they consider Virginia like
true.
The South. It's like
right.
the start.
Okay, yes.
Let me live.
All right. I will today.
Okay. Well, this is episode 5, so we're halfway through the first season. World's Greatest Judge, we had some moments. What did you guys think overall of the episode?
I was taken back. Like, honestly, this episode left me with a few questions, and I'm a little at a loss for words.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm proud of this episode, I will say.
Good.
Yeah.
I will say if it was not for Judge Burns, I would probably be a little bored. Mm-hmm. But that's all we needed for this episode.
Yes.
Okay.
What
yes.
we all yes, we needed was Judge Burns, and I... was on like kind of the edge of my seat to see like what he would say.
Yeah.
I had tears in my eyes. So overall, it saved it.
I agree. Really I think it was captivating right from the very beginning.
Oh,
so
yes.
I give them a thumbs up. I do want to ask before we get into a bit of a breakdown, of course, with some of our favorite characters. So pulse check. How we feeling?
I want a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling good. I love the show. I love that they're taking a route where everyone's getting their moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I love that we're getting the storyline of each individual. It's really touching. But I need a little bit more. I need a little bit. I just want, you know, the energy or something.
Mm-hmm.
Passion.
I
want to be, like we said off air, taken to another world. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
You said it best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tori.
I still feel like we're still in like the development phase.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay.
We bad.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, okay. And don't get me wrong. I think the introductions are great. They leave us wanting more. But at the same time, as far as like the characters and wanting to get to know them,
mm-hmm.
I just don't feel like it needs to take this long.
Yeah. I think at a certain point, you got to, you know, put the gear in drive and go.
Yes.
Especially when we're dealing with a pilot. We only got 10 episodes in. So
a
little bit later when we get into news and gossip, there's a touch on that. And then predictions, we can kind of pinpoint or decide if we think, you know, because they're still in limbo as far as the second season. So we'll get there. But in the meantime, what character do you guys want to start with today?
I want to, of course, you like the best for last, so we.
Okay.
I won't bring up Burns.
Okay.
I won't keep Burns.
I know, that's what I was thinking, too.
I'll keep some, like, slightly, like, one of my favorites right now is Tina.
Christmas. Oh, that's good.
I'm loving her.
Yes.
I need her in my life as, like, my spirit mom or, like, something.
Okay. I feel like each episode we just get another layer of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that.
I
I'm like,
too.
Okay, like... I wish all the characters were developing like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's an important note because when you look at roles or character development on film and television, that's what you want. You want to see them actualized and three-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
And even with her having like a smaller part, it's super impactful.
Right.
And we see her as a fully developed person.
Yes. I'm like, she's a big character. Like,
yeah.
She is.
Yes.
The role
she
that
is.
She plays and the weight that she holds, I guess, in that courthouse is like...
Exactly.
She's like the mom of the courthouse.
Yeah.
She is.
Everybody's like, coming to her. Especially with her her pep talk.
Right.
For him, I was like, ooh.
Yes. I was was like, you do keep hot sauce in your bag. She was like, look,
you a grown man and y'all don't listen no way.
Right. But you need to hear this.
But this is what you need to hear. So we definitely got to see some more of her. That was nice. Yeah. And I do like you said, each time we see her, we're left with something. Mm-hmm. Someone else who I think that we get that from is Jay. I mean, we saw him a little bit more this episode, still in a, you know, a minor or a supporting part. Mm-hmm. But every time we saw him, he was giving us a reaction or a feeling. Mm-hmm. Like there was something to take away from him. So. Yeah. I really, really enjoy
it. I'm glad you brought Jay up because I feel like every time I see him, I'm like trying to figure out like what he's thinking and what he's going to say, especially when he doesn't have a response.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah, I'm so glad because I think he's proving to the writers, he's proving to us that it can be done with little words.
Yes.
Like you don't have to give the, although I do love the monologues of the show. Yes. I live and breathe by the monologues, but it doesn't have to be done a lot and still leave an impact.
Absolutely. I think that's a good note for sure, especially with Jay, because he's another character that takes us a step further into the world of the show, because with him we kind of, it's like he gives our perspective because we're figuring out, especially with this week, he was, you know, like, hello, I'm in the room too. Right. Like they going back and forth and who's gonna do what, and he's just like, wow, he got cut off by the kids.
But he almost, you know what though, Jill looked at him like, this is good. This is like an easy win for you kind of moment. Right. So he kind of like said, like, okay, just let me grab my popcorn. I'll just, you know, let phase out.
Yeah. So he's always like a quiet observer. And then even with him, he had a nice little portion of a monologue on the bench with Seth when they had that conversation. So I really like that we get that from Jay. And I guess just staying on track with, you know, characters who were used to enhance the show in a different way, I would say right into Jill and Roger.
Yeah.
Especially with this episode, we got to learn the history that they have. With the judge.
Yes.
And I was just like, hold on. I'm in my head like, okay, so what? He was you? This was your job?
Yeah.
Like,
that's crazy.
Yes.
It was really good to see them. And I feel that they also showed, I'm really trying to keep this off from my prediction, but I feel like they're hinting at a bit of the relationship and how it could have not worked because of the way that they viewed the law.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's really similar to, like, of course, we'll bring a lot of it up later, but Leonard and Kate, that sometimes you just, like, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. So I feel like, you know, in the first episode, we was like, oh, it's sexual tension, or they used to be divorced, and, you know, or married and now they're divorced. But I think it makes sense because when you spend so much time with somebody, they just know you. They know your nature.
Right. Exactly. Girl, yes.
Okay. They definitely had a good display of that. And what I liked from Roger this week is we got to see, you know, a bit of a softer side from him. Because he had to weigh in on the relationship that he has with the judge. Mm-hmm. And then his decision making and how he sees himself as a professional. Mm-hmm. And especially when we got down to the bit with him and Seth. Mm-hmm. Where he's like, oh, you just do what you do. And Seth's like, well, this is what happened. Oof. And you told me. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
okay.
Let's go there.
Okay, so when I watched that, I was like, oh, wait, I don't know how I feel about Seth now. I was like, I don't like that side of you. Like, I don't know.
You don't want him to, like, assert himself?
But at the same time, I was like, not in this situation.
Listen,
it was
everybody
a bad
wants
guy.
It.
You don't like bad guy, Seth?
No.
Everybody wants
don't.
To be both ways. Well, I feel that the good thing about Seth in this episode is we got to see him as a bad guy in two instances, and only in one did it kind of work out in his favor, because before the judge, he tried to say, like, oh, nope, I don't need to check with nobody. It was like, okay, you're the same one who did you do? Oh, okay.
Violated section 927-300. Like,
you can go back to your seat now.
Oh, my God.
Complete dismissal. So, I like Seth. I think that it was good to see him assert himself. And my question when I, you know, saw that it was an order, I was like, well, dang, is this really what this is just all about? It's all about the win. And, you know, at what cost? And what do we do? And we just disregard humanity and just do what's necessary to win. So I liked that, you know, Roger had called him on that. And I like that he gave that response. Because yeah, I feel like the way that we met Seth is that he wouldn't say anything.
Right.
I liked, I'm like kind of on your, on the same level as you. Like, I liked that he said, I've already spoken with Mr. Gunn. I represent the U.S. I'm here. Like,
right. Okay.
Right.
I liked that side.
Yes.
But
yes.
Then, like, that other, like, vindictive kind of, right. Like.
Exactly.
But I feel like if he was here, he would, like, what do you want from me then?
Exactly.
Like, you guys are talking about because I'm too soft. Now you're talking about it because I'm too stiff.
But it's the balance. It's the balance. You've got to have a balance. You've got to know when it's your time to buck up and state your case and when it's time to, like, sit down and, like,
relax.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that that's something that he's learning. I feel, you know, with that character, we are getting to see that learning curve. You know, Elmarie was so adamant about how, you know, these are young professionals just starting out in their career and it's still like learning to engage and to be in that world. Yeah. So what I appreciated from his conversation with Roger, I didn't feel that it was vindictive as much as I thought it was him, like, with a mentor trying to figure it out. Because now you're telling me this, but you just told me that I take orders from you. So what exactly do you want? Because you can't have it both ways.
Right.
I think I would have maybe, and this could just be the female side of me. I'm like, then just say that. Just ask that.
Yeah, right.
That
would be that. Like,
you don't need to be.
Let's make it simple.
Like, yeah, exactly. That's all I wanted.
It doesn't have to be a big fuss. Let's just call it what it is.
Right. So
we'll see. We'll see. All right. So I didn't have anything for Sandra. I don't know if y'all did, but she was just there for me. And this is the second week, so I'm just like, all right.
I mean, I think the only thing we saw is that she thought Todd was cute, but I'm a human, so I don't know.
Okay, that was it from her. We saw Allison, and did you guys have any pickups or, you know?
From Allison?
Yeah. Let me ask, did you guys want her to date Todd?
I wouldn't say date, but I just admit that you like your
client. Are attracted to him?
Yeah.
I want to see her with somebody that's going to change her in a way that she is a better person.
Yeah,
like, that's true. Like, change. And I think it's going to happen, but I kind of want her to do it on her own. I don't want her to need a man to step into the picture. I'm like, oh, I'm going to change. So that's why I love this side of her when she met with her brother and she was trying to just figure it out on her own.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, she has to have fun too.
Okay.
She does.
Look, I'm not opposed to more fun.
True.
We've only seen there was only one instance where, you know, somebody got laid. So it's just like, bring it on.
Right.
Yes.
We are ready.
Does that mean we're leading into Leonard? Because.
Yeah, well, before we go into.
I don't even think that one counts, by the way. So.
Okay. Well, before we go there, I do want to say with Allison, one thing that I tried to pick up on is when she was talking with Todd, and I think Sandra was talking about the watch and like, it's not a big deal. And she was like, well, it bothers me if it's not real. And I was like, okay, that's kind of an interesting distinction. Right. And point to make. Right. So I'm
like, what is she talking about? Is it really about the watch? Is it relationships?
In general, I think the way she views the world is I don't think that there's a problem with having like a respect or a want for like authentic things.
But was it she was upset that she thought it was real and it ended up being fake, or just the fact that like you just always have to have authentic things?
That's the
items.
Question, and that's the moment it sounds like we're waiting for with her.
Yeah,
you know, that realization and that breakdown of it.
That's a good point.
We'll see. I don't know if we'll see too much more as far as like development or backstory with her, because we've gotten a bit and we still got some people that we need to see in such a short period of time.
Exactly.
All right, so Leonard up next, our guy.
Okay, let you start. Go ahead, girl.
No, I'm just like, I'm like, wow, okay, like we knew you were insecure, but where did this insecurity come from? Mm. We get a little introduction to your mother, and I'm like, she taught you how to play the game.
Yes, that is what I thought too.
The game.
And like, I cannot remember what her exact words were, but basically, she kind of likes to use her son as like a token. Thank you. A prop.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
And that's what he said. And I feel that, you know, we did get to see a bit of a different side of him in two cases, because with his mom, he did address, you know, I'm always on these campaigns, like, you use me as a prop. So I was like, okay, so the nature of their relationship is very work-oriented and a bit, you know, competitive with, you know, the things that she was just saying to him about how this is, you know, you can blame it, but this is about you and your career, kind of manipulating him into that. And then I feel that we got to see like a genuine side of some moral compass or character in his decision not to kind of pursue charges. Of course, he felt that that was the best outcome, but the way that he handled the rejection there when the attorney general didn't know his name. You know, he was all hyped up about, you know, being on the radar. So walking out of that room, I expected him to have a different reaction. I thought that he would act out or to do something.
Yeah, that's
so he
true.
Had to deal with his mama. He had to deal with the attorney general rejection. And then Kate Littlejohn rejected him as well.
Oh, his poor little heart.
And I was just like, Kate.
Jesus. I know, right?
Before I'm gonna save it for when we get to Kate, but
don't
I just
do like that.
I thought it was good to see some more out of Leonard.
I think because
you wanted that,
right?
Remember,
right.
Yes,
right.
So I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Now, Miss Kate,
don't say her name like that.
Don't. I mean, it's okay, because
Miss Littlejohn,
you know,
you are lying through your teeth. You want him, and
that
I was
guard.
Like, why is she?
Because she built that wall, and he, first of all, just because Leonard is involved,
okay.
Gather my thoughts. I don't like how, one thing that I didn't like about him in this episode is that the moment that he thought that he was losing Kate, he felt like he needed to, like, he walked in, she's not paying him any mind, and he's like, oh, crap, I have to do something to, like, get her attention again. He was like, oh, I'm going to lunch and, you know, you want to come?
Right.
No, I don't need your pity invites.
But what makes you
disrespect?
You know what?
What makes you say is a result of him feeling like he was, like, losing her?
Because, like, not even really a losing her, but losing his opportunity with her. It's kind of like that guy or that girl, because women can do it too, that doesn't want to make it official, but they still kind of want to keep you around and still want to, oh, let me.
So
they dangle you like a little puppet.
I took it
but
personally.
But they're doing that to each other.
Right.
They're both playing that
I
role.
I think Kate is doing it because she is hurt, because she had that test balloon, that quote test balloon. And when Leonard kind of acted a little, she was like, this is what you want from me. Oh, okay. No. And I think, like, she's now built that wall because Leonard's not going all the way there.
Well, I mean, where do you want him to go if it's a no? I feel that with Kate.
But the thing is, not a no.
Is it?
They're saying it's a no.
Well,
but
yeah.
It's not a no.
Given,
it's
but how no. do we get to a yes is the question.
He needs to be humble.
I'm supposed to be humble after, so let me just make sure I'm following this. Because Kate was very like, no, I don't want to go to lunch with you. No, I don't have time for you. I don't have time to stop out of my day to make you feel good and important. Like, she was talking her crap.
Right. That's because the ball wasn't in her court anymore. Because Leonard was the last one to be no.
Right.
I can't go to lunch.
So what I feel is, I mean, I feel that it's a part of Leonard's makeup. I don't know if I'm excusing him because I'm a man or because of, you know,
his chosen path. And because Elma Reese, she's in the chat, what up, girl? just because it's a point on that, she said, I wonder if Leonard actually chose his life path or if it was chosen for him. Because his mother is powerful and sees a certain standard that must be met. So, you know, those things that happen in your childhood stick with you.
Yeah.
Whether they're, you know, good, bad, influential or not. Maybe.
They definitely, you know, deal with your makeup up. When I look at Kate, I feel that she's acting this way as a result of the way that he acted. He didn't want to go out, and so now let me.
I agree.
Absolutely.
But I don't feel that Leonard is making decisions based on the circumstances. I feel like that's just who he is.
Okay, so I kind of agree with that, but I kind of don't.
Okay,
because if that were the case, then he wouldn't have just, you know, chimed in the way he did, you know, in her office and then invited her to lunch. And then play that game basically all day and then ask her if it can work.
It, because his power, he was losing her. He was like, right. Crap, let me say something to... It's like, okay, I think he is doing this because it's who he is. Mm-hmm. But it's who he is to manipulate and play people and, quote, have his cards. You know, he holds all the cards. Right. He likes to hold those cards. I think that's what the why behind the what. So
I just feel that he shot his shot like 3 times over the episode. I invited you to lunch. I invited you to my mama's event. And then I asked you if this could work.
Okay. And if that is the case, then why didn't he agree to go with Kate to dinner last episode?
This is
I'm sorry. 5. Can we get sound of crickets? It's okay. You can hold on to them. It's a little... You know, we can do our own.
That's
but
so
I'm
cute.
Just saying. High five, girl.
Okay.
The Dirty South.
The Dirty South.
Can we move on now?
Sure. Why not? We're done. We're done.
We absolutely can.
Are there any other characters to unpack here? I think that's pretty much rounds out the cast.
Yeah. Pretty much rounds out the cast.
It does.
Good. Oh, we can get right into Judge Burns.
Oh. Yes.
The man of the hour.
The man of the hour.
So one thing I really enjoyed was the setup was different from Jump. Yes. And I feel mm-hmm. like that placed us more in the world of Shondaland because we got to see... Now, don't get me wrong. Each episode, we've gotten to see people's morning routines or rituals. Mm-hmm. So that mm-hmm. was, you know, on theme. But they gave us where they, you know, we give you the ending at the beginning and then kind of work our way back. Yeah. Like, you mm-hmm. know, so I was like, oh, okay.
Yes, Shondaland.
What kind of mean is he going to? It turns out it was very, like, yeah. PG or, right. you know, contained. Right, right. But it still was nice.
It was touching at the end.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. It made sense. And I just felt like watching him, I just found myself just gravitating toward mm-hmm. him. I was like, okay, well, when is he coming back? Mm-hmm. Like yeah. I had mentioned before, you know, I feel that they're trying to push so much in and, you know, keep our eyes on everybody so we still mm-hmm. engage mm-hmm. with each character. But I feel like for moments like this, we could deal without seeing, you know, some people and just zoning in on mm-hmm. what we're really here for.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm so glad that they chose him because he was a big part to me at the beginning. I mean, he welcomed them. So I was like, okay, he can't just be a side character.
Yeah.
And so I love that they made him so, like you said, captivating. That's the word of the hour.
Perfect.
Yeah. I mean, it's perfect. Even down to the song that they opened the show with. Like,
yeah.
It was just like, it was perfect.
Absolutely.
He's just trying to be a better man.
I mean, listen, salute to Vondi Curtis Hall because mm-hmm. he did his good work.
Yes. He did.
From the jump. He was like, really I don't like this case. And just his whole body, like, everything was just super expressive. Mm-hmm. And we knew from the very beginning that there was something that he was going to hold on to the entire episode, and we just had to watch it like unfold and unfold and unfold. So, and I thought that that was something different to be seen on television as well. So, you know, shout out to the writers and Shondaland for doing that too, because I feel like more often than not, when we do get to see judges on shows, if we're seeing them show their power, it's always in a negative light where it's like, okay, you want somebody to go to jail all this time. So you're on that side and the defense has to work so much harder, but we get to see, you know, him impacted by the law and impacted by his experience as a judge and just try to navigate a balance to what we can get out of that. And then lastly, you know, to see the ending result was, this is it. My hands are tied. So I feel like they gave us that real world, that human experience that we're kind of learning to see with For the People or expect from this show.
Exactly. I think my biggest takeaway was the fact that he owned, not just to himself, but in the courtroom, that he works for the law in the sense, right? And it is his job to, the word is escaping my head, enforce that law. But what do you do when you don't agree with the law? And that is just such a sticky situation to be in.
Yeah.
I think he, what do you do? I think he did what you need to do. And I think someone mentioned before that tweeted, I think that you sent, that everyone that is in law needs to watch the show just because it is a connection. It's a human connection. It's a connection to humanity. And I think when you have that question, what do? You still enforce the law, but the importance of his monologue
yes.
is so ridiculous. Yeah. I feel like more judges need to give monologues, like not just say, oh, you get 10 years.
Because, right, and let that be that.
And let that be that, yeah, because if he did, then... oh, he's just another horrible judge, like you said. The mm-hmm. the importance of the why behind the what, because that little glimmer of hope, the fact that he said, look, this is what you need to do. People get put in bad situations.
Yeah.
And I can't be the enabler for that, because you chose to be in that situation. Because even Jay said, yeah, how many times have you done this? Have you done it before? A few times. Come on, man. Like, yeah. you got to be man enough to be like, no, I'm not going to put myself in that environment. Exactly. So. Did he deserve something? Yeah, because at what point do you stop the action?
Do? Yeah.
Like you have to, it's like your mom slapping you on the hand for touching something you're not supposed to touch. You know, it's just the, yes.
Yeah, it's such a tough situation to be in. But I do agree. I think ultimately when we look at our lawyers or judges or, you know, that side of the criminal justice system, it is important to be like a constant educator rather than a judge just saying something. But give us some of the backstory. Give us some, you know, how you weigh out or make a decision. Because even in those instances where I feel, you know, walking away, you can easily feel like hope is lost. But right. it puts that glimpse or that spark into maybe there's something that we can do or mm-hmm, judges mm-hmm. can do that can change the world so that one day, you know, this whole dream that we all hold on to.
Right.
Yeah. Things can be different. I do want to shout out too, because I did get a tweet from @Miss_Carm. Mm-hmm. She had tweeted, she's like, hey, where's, you know, episode 5 review? I haven't seen it. I was like, oh, girl, don't worry. We got you tonight. But what do you think? And she did say, you know, that more people in our judicial branch should watch this show, especially mm-hmm. Judge Burns' monologue at the end between his monologue and mm-hmm. then, of course, Viola Davis and the How to Get Away with Murder scandal crossover. It was just like...
perfect. New Thank height. You for that tweet.
Yes.
Because it gave me life. She was so right.
It was so good.
Yeah. It was very good.
So I'm very pleased with his performance. And I agree. I think that I was impressed with last week's episode. I thoroughly enjoyed this week's episode. So hopefully they can still give us a bit more and just round things out.
Yes. Because if they drop the ball.
Right.
Yeah. Like after you had two powerful episodes back to back. Like. That's saying a lot.
Yeah, I think we need to now just dive right into the deep end. And I think, you know, the best thing about it is with the powerful episodes, they always lead us to, like, you know, discussion topics and points mm-hmm. that are important that we, you know, have a conversation about. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to get in our conversation today. But before we do.
Before we do.
Okay, good conversation all over the world.
Want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, we have the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria Menounos be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was our For the People panel who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition, check it out. It is one you do not want to not have in your podcast app.
All right.
Yeah.
Tune it up. It'll give you that alert. New episode available. Download now, please.
Yes.
And thank you.
Please.
Exactly. Okay.
It's perfect when you're sitting in traffic on the 405.
That
Which
parking
is
lot.
All yes. the time. Okay. So quick hits on discussion so that we can get to like our news, our set secrets, all of that. Quick yes or no. Would Kate and Leonard ever work?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. Y'all think they really could work?
Now, okay. They can work. But will they work?
Are they willing to make it
exactly,
work?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's the better question.
Yes.
Compromise all day.
But I think both of their characters are like so uncompromising in, you know, so many ways, especially the way they live their professional lives, to where I'm like, I don't know if this is like a good idea.
It's a facade.
Yeah.
They're both facades, and I think that's why I say the yes it can. Just because they're both putting on the mask of strength, right. And there's more beneath that.
So. Right. Yeah. Right. And yeah, I think that just goes to saying that, like, they're different people when they're in relationships, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. True. I feel it would be nice to see them in a relationship, to mm-hmm. see the other side of them. Because right now we're just getting professional, right. legal, bulldogs, do what we got to do to win.
Yeah.
Let's go. Mm-hmm. So I do want to see some different yeah. things.
The stronger that mask, the stronger the passion.
Okay.
So I'm just saying.
What you know.
Well, let's get to that. Right? But I think so much of this episode, of course, you know, just comes down to the criminal justice system. You know, there were a bunch of lines that, you know, reinforced that, and, you know, things like the mandatory minimum. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of stories that are circulating now today that kind of leave me with the question, is this something that could work? If today judges started taking that power and that position, would it be something that could change our system? I saw a story early in the week from the Dirty South, Montgomery down there, and it was just talking about this guy who was sentenced to 65 years in prison consecutively. So it's just like a horrible story. It was for... Okay, so the story was, it was him, a couple of other guys, 18 mm-hmm. and younger, a robbery. They had guns with the police. One of the guys who did it with him was killed by a police officer. Mm-hmm. But the law in this state is that if someone is killed in it, then you can be charged
with the murder.
Right. And so that's what he got out of it.
65 years?
65 years. It was like, they broke it down like 30, 30, and then like 25 or something, but... to be served consecutively. And you just think, I mean, at the end of Judge Burns, you know, monologue, he's just saying, I failed as a black man. And I was so impacted by that as a black man. And you just think, like, what is the thing that we can do different to kind of better serve these communities and people who, you know, are acting this way? So do you guys feel that if judges or, you know, if lawyers, if they really... fought the good fight mm-hmm. with that, is that even a possibility for us in the world that we live in?
I like to think that it is, just because you don't see what we saw on TV. You don't see those monologues that often. Mm-hmm. They do happen because those judges who step away and aren't in the courtroom but are like televised, like Judge Mathis or mm-hmm. you know whomever, they have real souls that they take that pay cut or, you know, whatever the case may be and say, you know what, I may not make it to the Supreme Court, but I need to be right here in this community court where I can talk to and reach the faces that come into my courtroom. Yeah. So I do think that that is a step. But, you know, I'm hopeful because that's all you can be.
Yeah. All you can be is hopeful.
You can be pissed or you can be hopeful. And
Or both.
You can be pissed enough to be passionate.
Right. There we go.
Yeah.
Back to the passion.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just the whole thing. It's like fun. even something like legalizing marijuana.
Yeah. Which we saw too. There was a tweet. Former House Speaker John Boehner is joining the board of a rapidly expanding cannabis firm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll go ahead and get ready to jump into news and gossip.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the news this week.
TV news.
Yeah.
I know y'all watch Sex in the City.
Yes.
Right. So, you know, she's running for governor of New York City.
Yeah.
And so she had responded. This was the tweet, you know, about former House Speaker John Boehner is joining the board of a rapidly expanding cannabis firm.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes to show, you know, Angela Rye had tweeted this, that the war on drugs only applies to black, brown, and poor people. And, it, you know, it just gives that conversation on what are we doing here. But Cynthia Nixon, her response to it was like, no, it's not okay. Now we're seeing, you know, white men in power, you know, they can do this. But at the other extreme, we have, you know, young people are just going to jail and getting all these time and the whole mandatory sentences thing. So.
And still in jail.
Yeah.
Like, what about them? Like, what about the people who went to jail for a blunt, like one, like right. so many grams of whatever, just a small piece or a seed for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Like, right. where are all those people? It gets under my skin that the fact, something that was really good in the show that they pointed out was the sex trafficking of a child mm-hmm. versus the 57 grams of meth. how the heck are those equal?
Exactly.
Isn't it crazy?
It's disgusting. And how often are they updated? I tried to find it. I couldn't find it. So maybe if one of the viewers that are watching can comment on how often those mandatory minimums are updated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's disgusting.
It's highly unlikely.
Yeah. But I think it's also... I take that example and I tried to, like, play, I guess, devil's advocate in a sense, mm-hmm. and say, mm-hmm. okay, but at the end of the day, breaking the law is breaking the law. And you are going to get a consequence for doing something wrong, mm-hmm. especially if you knew it was wrong, right? So then, if we, obviously they're not the same and maybe they don't get the same amount of time, mm-hmm. but even if it were, like, okay, let's just hypothetically say you get 10 years for getting caught with marijuana. Let's say we cut it down to 5. Like, there's still people who are going to try to fight that because mm-hmm. they think that, like, you know, they only need, like, a month. But, like, are you learning your lesson in mm-hmm. 1 month compared to are you learning your lesson in 5 years?
Yeah.
Or 10 or whatever the case may be. I think it goes way deeper and probably more than we can imagine because we're not in law. But then, you know, then we could probably ever think of because you just have so many hypotheticals.
Exactly. I mean, it's difficult to gauge. I will say this. I mean, I can't think of her name. There was a, she was a lawyer, but she was on the Breakfast Club. And she told a story about how early on in her career, she was in college. She had, I think it was theft. She had stole something and there was something, I'll find out more. I'll be able to talk about it next week. Mm-hmm. But the judge did, ironically enough, invoke his power to where she had no prior offenses. So mm-hmm. it's something where you delay prosecution or delay whatever it is. So mm-hmm. basically it ended up where the prosecutors wanted her to take a deal where something mm-hmm. would be on her record and all of this, and the judge invoked that so that she don't have anything on record.
Yeah.
She went on to be a lawyer mm-hmm. and all of this. So it's just, like you said, it goes back to that balancing act, that mm-hmm. whole humanity quality that we need mm-hmm. people to have mm-hmm. if we're ever going to get, you know, some sense of equality.
Right.
So that's exactly where that goes. Also in the news, we did get to see a few of our favorite guys from the cast, characters Shay and Leonard, so Reggae and Wasson, were at USC.
Yes.
They did a screening of the show for about 100 law students.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So shout out to them there.
Yeah. Look at them all supportive and in the community.
Right. They did a Q&A. I can't remember the percentage, but a lot of the kids there would recommend, like, watching for the people.
You said, like, 98%.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
Right?
I think it's great that, like, law students are really impacted by this
exactly
show.
And mm-hmm. gravitating towards it's a show that helps, you know, the education piece of
mm-hmm.
it
because
it's not mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what they get out of How to Get Away with Murder or Scandal, but
How to Get Away with Murder
must be
and
nice.
Scandal.
Yeah, the 90% really cool. of the law students are recommending for the people.
Yeah
so that's good. Cool. And then last bit of news that we can get ready to go into our set secrets, but there is this USA Today had reported it. There's a contest kind of thing. At this part of the year, season shows go into either they're getting picked up, they're in limbo, or, you know, many are being announced as canceled. Mm-hmm. So you've got the option. I can't find the link.
To go vote.
Yeah, to go vote. You know,
USAtoday.com/storylifetv.
Perfect. The final decision will come in mid-May, so there's mm-hmm. time to go vote for the people. I've seen a lot of tweets talking about it, you know, the fear that maybe it may not be picked up, so mm-hmm. let's continue to keep the conversation going and give us a season 2.
Right. Please. Because this is a good television show. We'll educate you.
Yeah.
And
I got some ideas.
I mean,
I got some ideas.
We don't have to get paid much. Just let us on
okay.
set.
Right. Well, speaking of getting on set, let's get into the set secret.
Yes, set secrets. So, if you do not follow Celia Finkelstein, please follow, or Tom Verica. Set secret 1, Reggae said, it helps me get into character when... because Tom Verica said he occasionally sneaks into the judge's chambers and wears the robe. He said it helps him get into character.
Mm-hmm.
Set secret 2, Tom Verica said, Celia reveals she plays all of the roles at home in the mirror. And Wee-Sam said, of course, he can verify this. There's video evidence, which we want our hands on, and an interview on 60 Minutes coming soon. Nice. Set Secrets. Set Secret 3 is Verica said that Celia has a flask in the shape of a gavel, and when on set screams, "Order!" And she sips and says, "Order!" again. She did say it was factual, so she's partial to Tito's vodka. So,
oh my god,
you know, if we ever have her on the show, we know what to have. You know, Set Secrets. Set Secrets 4 or so.
Celia, my favorite.
Celia said, "Whenever someone says duty, we all do a dance and yell duty at the tops of our lungs."
I love that.
Set Secrets. Set Secrets. She also said, "We write stories for the newspaper props, but we'd probably prefer you didn't look too close." So now I'm looking for all of the newspaper props
to see, like, what are y'all putting in there? Yeah.
I'm pausing DVR, zooming in, so we'll try to find some. And Kate did say that she would show us her notes from her pet folio if she sees the notes from the newspaper. But final Set Secrets. Celia Finkelstein tweeted, "Our creator, Paul, talked about an episode like this from day one. It was really important to him and all of us. I think we're all pretty proud of it."
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I think they should definitely all be pretty proud.
They absolutely should.
Oh, for sure. I think this is like a highlight of this season. For sure. Absolutely. Whatever happens with the show, they've got great moments. And this is at the top of the list there.
Yes. And he should definitely be recognized.
He should. Yes. He really should.
So cool.
Yeah, always that closes our Set Secrets.
Always good to find out Set Secrets. We are just about out of time. Any fast predictions? If you ain't got them, it's fine.
TV predictions.
I don't.
Okay, well, let me tell y'all what's going to happen next week.
All right.
This is the thing. I keep talking about the relationship with Roger and Jill, and I'm telling y'all, the dirt is going to come out that they were together. Maybe they weren't married, and maybe they will rekindle it. But I want to see, I wouldn't mind seeing something from them.
Are you still, like, just believing that, or did something from this week's episode,
you know, I'm partly believing it, but what helped me get there is her response when they all were, it was the two of them and the judge, mm-hmm. and kind of those scenes talking about the past and the history that they have, and mm-hmm. he had wanted her to step in and agree with him, and she was just like, mm-hmm. I got a duty to my client, so mm-hmm. that's my prediction, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay, all right,
we'll go with that.
Yes, we will.
I just want to see more from Tina. I'm loving you. Yeah. Right now. So.
Well, the countdown begins. We'll be back watching Tuesdays at 10, of course, and join us Thursdays at 10 live on AfterBuzz TV. I am Keith Andre, and you can follow me everywhere at Keith_Andre.
And I am Tori Broussard. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tori_Broussard.
And I am Takira Shabre. You can find me on Instagram and newly to Twitter at Takira_Shabre.
You can't keep saying newly to
Twitter. I know, because you're not newly to Twitter.
I'm still newly to Twitter until I get followers up and then I get my like little
That's
tweet.
Fine. You and know? Don't forget to follow El Marie at El Marie TV. Later.
Bye, guys.
Newly to
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments and questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.